Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Good morning. Thanks so much for listening to Your Network of Praise. Marcy here with you, and we have a special guest this morning. I'm very excited to talk to because Ordinary Angels, this movie we've been talking about starring Hilary Swank, is coming out in theaters February 23rd nationwide, and it's based on a true story. Very excited to see it. And today we get the opportunity to talk to one of the producers, Andrew Irwin. Andrew, thanks so much for being here.
So good to be with you. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you are the man to talk about with this. We want to hear, if you wouldn't mind, the origin behind the story here when it comes to Ordinary Angels. Where does this story come from?
Yeah, it's a true story. We love telling true stories at Kingdom, whether it's movies like I Can Only Imagine or Woodlawn, American Underdog or Jesus Revolution. Mm-hmm. True stories is our thing. And this story found us from an unlikely source. Dave Matthews, who's a musician from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
He had heard the story. He wasn't particularly a person of faith, mm-hmm. but he heard the story. It was a true story that had happened in Louisville mm-hmm. Back in the 90s about a little girl that her father had lost his wife to a rare liver condition, put them severely in debt medically, where they had all sorts of medical debt. And then they found out that the little girl, 5-year-old little girl named Michelle, had the same condition as her mom and need the liver transplant. And they couldn't get out of debt. They didn't know what to do. And this unlikely hero that in our movie is played by Hilary Swank, 2-time Oscar winner, she plays this lady named Sharon, who was this the least likely person to make a difference, but just fell in love with little Michelle's story, rallied the whole community around her, and ended up leading a church, a bunch of people, to rescue her and save her life, to get her airlifted out for a liver transplant in the middle of the biggest blizzard in the history of Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
And so Dave Matthews had fallen in love with this story. He brought it to a producer named John Berg, who brought it to our parent company, Lionsgate. Mm-hmm. And Lionsgate said, "This is a great faith story. You guys need to look at it, take it to our Kingdom guys." They take it to us. We look at it. Turns out the chairman of our board was already a elder at the church where this story takes place, Southeast Christian Church of Louisville. And so it just was meant to be. We just were like, oh, we're meant to tell this story.
That is so amazing. I love the idea of getting to watch this story about a community coming together, because I feel like it's going to have such a huge impact on people of just seeing that happen. I cannot wait to see it. One of the other things that stands out to me about this film that's coming out is Ordinary Angels is actually collaborating with a couple of these organizations that everybody knows about them. Salvation Army, Donate Life, where you can become a donor. Those are huge companies. But could you tell us more about RIP? I heard that you guys are partnering with them with this film.
Yeah, RIP as in R.I.P. RIP is a organization that was brought to us through Tiffany Long, our marketing chief, at Troops and Allies, that helps us with our films. She had found this organization that had kind of contacted her, that what they do is they find families that have lost a loved one and have left them with a large amount of medical debt, and they pay it off. So the way this organization works is for every dollar that's donated to it, they match it with a $100 payoff. And so their desire is to pay off $10 million in medical debt. And so we've been able to raise awareness for this organization and partner with them to be able to help people find their medical debt paid off the same way as the main character in our film, Ed, had to pay off his medical debt. And just gives people a new lease on life to be able to start over. And that happens in our story. And to see it happen in real life for more people is pretty powerful.
That is amazing. So what are you hoping that audiences are going to get from watching Ordinary Angels?
I think the signature of the stories that we tell is a rush of hope. Just letting people leave the audience of a movie theater and have that rush of hope experience and want to make a difference. I think today, with things being so jaded and people being, fighting about so many different things, to have something that unites us and to lift up hope is the most, rebellious thing that I think you can promote right now. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of a story where people think, I can't make a difference, how can I make a difference? Sharon in our story was the most unlikely of heroes.
Right.
And she thought she did not have a purpose, and she found her purpose, and she made a difference. Mm. And it started with just her fighting for one little girl, and that ended up transforming a community. So for people to get a vision for their communities, to be able to be a difference because of what they believe in their relationship with the Lord, to be able to step out and find out who their neighbor is and fight for that person, and then also to have a story where the church gets to be the hero at the end of the movie, in a place and time where the church can be the butt of the joke so much of the time, to show the church in a positive light as a safe place where people can go to get help. That's I think what can make the biggest difference in the world is the church being the hero again.
I so appreciate that. Before I even ask my next question, it was something I was going to say to you is just thank you to you and all the guys at Kingdom Story that are making these movies for that reason. Having content that our families can watch as a believer,
and it brings
that hope. I love that. I'm so thankful for that. My family and I watched Jesus Revolution last year, and that had such a huge impact on us as just even just, what's the word? It was just motivating. And
awesome.
I love that. And I have a feeling that this movie is going to have a similar effect on people. So thank you for creating this type of content. What is next for Kingdom Story Company? Do you have more projects coming out?
Yeah, the neat thing is because of what God did in theaters with Jesus Revolution, Lionsgate, our parent company, has really doubled down on investing in our audience,
that's
the
so
idea of faith stories.
Yeah.
So, I'm just so proud to be in partnership with a big Hollywood studio that they don't just patronize our audience. They embrace it. They're mm-hmm. the leaders in the faith space right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the exciting thing to be able to partner with them is to be able to do more stories like that. So after Jesus Revolution, they didn't just give us the green light on one new film. We've got four films coming out this year.
Ooh,
and so
that's awesome.
It's a special year. So on the heels of Ordinary Angels is this movie Unsung Hero,
mm-hmm.
which is the true story of the band For King and Country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic film. Comes out April 26th. Then we've got a movie called White Bird that comes out in the fall. That Mark Forster, Oscar-nominated director, directed, and it stars Helen Mirren and tells the story of a grandmother telling her grandson about her being rescued during the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
By a Christian family that stood up for her at great personal sacrifice. And so it's a fantastic story. And then the final kind of cherry on top of the ice cream sundae is Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen. Directed a movie for us that we just finished on the hit best-selling book, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. So we just finished filming that movie. It is a special, charming, heartwarming story of the Herdmans finding the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm.
And we're so excited to be a part of that one as well. So those are all coming out this year with Kingdom and Lionsgate, and exciting things yet to come.
You guys are busy.
Yeah, I know. It's been a banner year. So
that's awesome.
The audience, I think, they've never, I think they're finally really beginning to understand the power of their movie ticket.
I agree.
When you vote with your movie ticket opening weekend, it just opens the door for more stories like this.
That's awesome. That's so awesome to hear. Thank you again for making that content. The film we've been talking about today, Ordinary Angels, is opening up in theaters nationwide February 23rd. So make sure you're tuned into the morning show. We're giving away pairs of tickets every day this week. So make sure you're tuned in for that. Could you just one more question for you, Andrew? Where can people find like showtimes, tickets, and maybe learn about the film? Where should they go?
Go to ordinaryangels.movie ordinaryangels.movie, and they have links to be able to get tickets and showtimes and more information about the movie. It's fantastic. So
awesome.
Opening weekend is February 23rd. We'll see you in the movie theaters.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for visiting with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you, my friend. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.